bust it.
It's Monday, October 4th, 2021. Next day's function, high class luncheon. Food is served in your stone cold munching. Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much you nearly split your pants. A girl starts. Episode 060.1. You are about to go down the rabbit hole with Joe and Brian. I'm Brian with me. As always, my good friend Joe. Joe, how are you doing on this Monday night?
I'm well, on yourself.
I'm doing all right, man. Playing around.
So, yeah. Like getting a new toy.
Yeah, I got me a new toy. I pulled the trigger. Got me an actual podcast mixer board type. I don't know what you'd call this thing. It's like a mixer, but it's like made specifically for doing podcasts. So
what's the model name?
Well, it's the manufacturer is Zoom, Z-O-O-M. And I think that's kind of a pretty popular microphone maker. But the model is called PodTrack P8.
PodTrack P8?
Yeah, PodTrack P8. The 8 refers to the number of tracks. I guess I could have gotten away with a lesser. I don't necessarily.
Four-track?
Yeah, I could have gotten away with that. I don't know if they make that though.
That's what popped up before P8.
Oh, you found one. Okay.
Yeah, it's Sweetwater Zoom PodTrack 4 recorder.
Okay. Well, shit. I guess
half stepping with Brian there.
Hell no, I got room to grow. How about that?
That's right.
So yeah, we're just kind of playing around right now. And
wait a second, you got like this entire set?
Well, I'm not sure what you're looking at, but I just have like the mixer board.
You didn't get the headset or anything like that?
I do have a Zoom. I did get after the fact, because like professional microphones and stuff, their connectors are, they're called XLR. And the microphone that I had did not have an XLR output. And so after I got this, I was like, well, shit. So I ordered a Zoom, XLR, like it's called a podcasting package or whatever. I got a microphone and a headset.
Did you get all this other stuff? It says like the Zoom PodTrack P8 podcast recorder with microphone, headphones.
Okay, I got it, but I got it separate. I bought the mixer by itself, and then I bought the headset and the microphone.
Okay, cool.
I thought that I could. I thought I could use my microphone that I already had, but I couldn't.
You get the stand?
Yeah, it came with a little stand here.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll work for now, I think. I don't really have anything to compare it to. This is literally the first time that I'm doing something like, you know, all of our previous podcasts have went through a web service called Zencastr, and it's been great, but there are limitations.
Well, and that's the part that I'm trying to figure out. What will this allow us to do that we couldn't do before?
Well, once you're able to hear everything, and I think I know what the problem is, or at least I think I know what the solution will be. But so what this is going to allow me to do, like right now, you can't hear it, but I'm playing music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's another thing. I didn't notice the background chatter last time.
Yeah, this microphone is super sensitive. Yeah, like I said, we're probably going to have some growing pains, and if we're not happy with the way this is by the time Thursday comes, we'll definitely record Thursday's show the old way. We won't switch over to this until it's until we're happy with it.
That's cool.
But you know, I wanted to get you on here to test this out. And so that's kind of what this is. So glad you had a few minutes to help me out here. So yeah, let's just so we'll just cover. We'll do a quick. I haven't had a chance to read this article, so you're going to have to. I'll read the headline, but
sure.
Let me pod down the music. I'm going to have to get used to. This is something we'll have to get used to. Yeah. So, from Fox News, Biden continues string of family-related hires with nomination of Representative Clyburn's daughter to Fed Commission. Prevalence of family-related hires in White House piqued ire of Obama's ethics chief, Walter Schaub. So.
Actually, it's funny. Yeah. I thought of a way of framing this in a way that you would understand.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Or that would make sense to you.
Okay.
So you know how you're saying that, you know, they're not our elected officials, our public servants, but more they're our rulers?
Yes.
Yeah. This is calling out one of the rulers and some of the dirty deeds they do to keep the gravy train rolling, so to speak.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So, little backdrop. So, 2020 election, it was a squeaker, but, you know, Joe Biden won.
Right.
But the reason he was able to win is because in South Carolina, Jim Clyburn came out for him in a big way. Like, you may not remember now, but before South Carolina, Joe Biden was coming in third and fourth, and, you know, he was in the top five, but, you know, for a former president, he should have been one and two, not three and four, if that makes sense.
That was a major thing. I do remember that. I remember that whole event. I don't remember the specifics about it, but I do know that I didn't know that it was. I wouldn't have been able to say it was Jim Clyburn, but I do remember that he had like a strong showing in South Carolina, and that kind of like changed it.
Yeah. So that strong showing came at the behest of this guy right here, James Clyburn.
Okay.
And basically he's the third person in Congress. He's like he's the whip, majority whip. And what he does is they quite literally, you know, basically whips the vote. And what that means is, you know, leadership has said, we're going to vote X, Y, and Z, and God damn it, you're going to vote X, Y, and Z. And he goes out and, what's the name of that TV show? The HBO show with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, was it, no, I think it was a Netflix. Was it a Netflix show, wasn't it?
Yeah, actually, that's what it was.
What was
the name of it? He started off as the whip.
Okay.
That's what this guy is.
Okay.
And so, point is that, my conjecture is that he sold, I mean, he basically used the black vote in South Carolina to save Joe Biden's presidency. And this is payback. And it's kind of that, you know, underhanded, overhanded corruption, if you will. So President Biden is continuing a string of family-related hires with the nomination of House Majority Whip James Clyburn's daughter to a federal commission. Joe Biden nominated Jennifer Clyburn Reed to serve as a federal chairperson of the Southeast Crescent Regional Commission. I don't even know what that is. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not.
Southeast Crescent Regional Commission. We should look that up just for, you know.
Yeah, I can do that since giggles. I'm right here.
But a currently inactive commission established in 2008 that was created to address economic distress in southeastern region of the United States. So basically, because of her grit and hard work and just being a good person, Jennifer Clyburn Reed, James Clyburn's daughter, is going to be getting this this placement on a dead commission. While Reed's father, the House Majority Whip, does not have a hand in the administration's dealings, he did give a critical endorsement to Biden in the packed South Carolina Democratic primary election. The political capital that Clyburn gained from his endorsement of Biden could have played a role in the president's decision to nominate Reed to the position over someone who may be more qualified, according to the government oversight group. American Accountability Foundation, which uncovered the possible tie between the endorsement and the nomination. The spokeswoman for Clyburn's office did not answer Fox's question whether the I'm not going to go and read the that's it anyway. Okay. Well, he didn't respond basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
you know, I want something. This is kind of unrelated, but something that. I've been aware of like the title of whip in the House, I guess. But is it truly that literal, you think, in that to whip people into shape?
Yeah.
Is that really what the name is derived from?
Huh?
I said, is that really what the name is derived from? Is whipping?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's supposed to go down and crack the whip and bring the, you know, put the people in order.
Well, I'm just saying the cracking of a whip has some bad connotations in this country, man.
Yeah. There's no doubt, but hey, politics is a hard game. And so the fact that we think of it in terms of that's just too harsh. No. Let's not forget what we're dealing with.
Well,
we're dealing with how you're going
to. I think it was Maxine Waters, or maybe, I don't know, some other supposed representative of the black community who was criticizing cowboys on the border for, even though I don't think it was truly happening, but whipping immigrants trying to come across, and she was trying to invoke, you know, trying to make it a racial matter.
No, she did something worse. She said this was worse than slavery.
Yeah, she said it was worse than. Yeah, she said it was. She did say. Yeah.
I mean, when I heard her say that, I almost dropped the phone.
I
like Maxine. Like, come on. I mean, actually, I'm gonna use a line that she said. Like, hey, if you're going to sell your soul, don't sell it cheap.
I like that. She said she
that's a quote she said about somebody. I cannot remember, but I do know it was her.
I gotta say, I kind of like that. If you want to sell your soul, don't sell it cheap.
But like, people think of politicians as like, you know, warm and cuddly people. No, they're cutthroat bastards. No, I mean, like, what do politicians do? They sit down and like, okay, this is how we're gonna, you know, dole out, you know, society's gravy.
Yeah.
And everybody in the room has sharp shoulders. They will slit your throat and sell you and your mother and brother down the river because, you know, they got to get theirs. That's literally the name of the game. And, you know, it beats, you know, breaking out the knives and guns and killing each other. right?
Sure. So, yeah.
it's brass knuckles. It's stupid to fight fair.
Yeah. If it matters, here's what I found. The Southeast Crescent Regional Commission. This is their webpage. I don't know how much this is going to tell us. The Southeast Crescent Regional Commission Coalition was created in fall of 2019 for the purpose of activating the Southeast Crescent Regional Commission. I guess we got to look that up.
It
was established in 2000. The Southeast Crescent Regional Commission was established in 2008. To make direct federal investment into the southeastern United States to have an impact on systemic persistent poverty in the region. So it's like these are one of the people that like dip their fingers in the money that comes from, you know, from the taxpayer to where it's supposed to go. Yeah.
What's kind of ironic is that this is a commission that was established in 2008 and still hasn't been activated.
Yeah. One of these days.
Yeah. I mean, Obama could have did it. Trump could have did it. And now it looks as if give a patronage job to a buddy, Joe Biden's going to do it.
Right. All right. Well, there you go. There's your little mini show during the week, folks. depending on how this, I got a feeling that I'm going to try to tap you maybe some more this week, Joe. We may have a episode 060.2.3. I don't know. We'll see. Your availability, of course. Yeah, that bothers me that you can't hear essentially whatever's coming out of my laptop, you're not able to hear. So that I gotta fix that in some way. But we'll get it figured out.
Cool.
I'm gonna make this work, dude. This podcast, cool. people get into podcasting to make money, and so far $650 in the hole. So
probably more than that if you figure out what your time is worth.
Well, yeah, I'm cheap though. I'm cheap.
Well, I could have sworn you had more than a couple of headphones and microphones.
Well, yeah, that too. All right. So anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and tune in this Thursday for the real show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.